In the previous lesson, we learned that the Carnot vapor compression refrigeration cycle has two problems that make it impractical. Both compressors and turbines work better when the working fluid is all in just one phase. Now, in this lesson, we present an ideal vapor compression refrigeration cycle that resolves these problems. Now, keep in mind that this cycle is still an ideal cycle. We will conclude this lesson with a discussion of the desirable and the undesirable characteristics of a refrigerant. Now let's get started.